live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, I don't know if your New Year's resolution was to do something for your community, or maybe you fancy just spending some time out in the fresh air in Coton or at Wandlebury. Well, you might be interested in something that I spotted on the Cambridge Past, Present and Future website recently. The charity are inviting you to join work parties looking after our local green spaces. Ed Wormwell is from Cambridge Past, Present and Future. Afternoon, Ed!
Good afternoon, Glenn.
Tell me about these work parties. There's one at Coton Countryside Reserve tomorrow morning. What sort of work will people be doing at this?
There is one out there tomorrow. The sort of work you'll be put towards is scrubland management. So you'll be on top of Red Meadow Hill, fantastic views of Cambridge, and you'll be using loppers and all sorts to clear some scrub, creating some vital habitat improvement works up there.
You mentioned scrubland management. I'm not entirely sure what that means. To a layman, what sort of things do you need to manage in scrubland?
So it's just controlling the boundaries, really, between some of our... We've got conservation grassland and woodland. It's kind of that in-between layer where you're getting more of a hawthorn and the prickly, brambly sort of things as well. So just by controlling that, keeping it in the right area, in the right places for where we manage for.
Do I need to be fit to do this sort of work? What sort of level of fitness are you looking for?
No, not at all, really. Fit and healthy enough to get onto site. You know, it's like gardening duties, really. You can come up for a nice walk as well, and you can really, as much as you put in, fantastic. If you just wanted to drop in for a few moments and see what's going on, even have a chat to the staff, that's fantastic.
Now, you mentioned the views. I can imagine people get an awful lot out of this work, not only in getting to work in the countryside, but a sense of camaraderie as well.
Oh, there are a huge amount of benefits to volunteering. Obviously, the direct benefits to the charity ourselves, but, I mean, people volunteer for all sorts of reasons. You know, you'd be learning new skills, gaining experience. People use it for CV building. There's a big social aspect to it as well. You're meeting new people, obviously like-minded people as well. And yeah, we've seen quite a lot of friendships being brought about in these groups as well. Forming part of a community as well.
It's interesting that you mention new skills, because that's the sort of thing that would be worrying me if I was maybe thinking of coming along tomorrow. I'd be worried that I was going to destroy something that didn't want destroying or do something wrong in some way. How much chance is there to learn on the job?
A lot of it. It's all learning on a job. You'll be working alongside our trained wardens who've had years of experience in this. People often worried about it. There's not much to it. Some basic instructions. Once you get going, ask questions, and you'll pick these things up really quickly.
Got you. So this session tomorrow, for example, at Coton starts at 10:30 in the morning. How long do people tend to stick around for? How long do I need to clear in my diary?
Well, we advertise it from 10:30 till 1. It's a drop-in and out session. Ideally, we like to have everyone starting at the same time so we can do the health and safety brief and instructions. But people do drop in and out as they go. It often says finish at 1 o'clock, but there's a lot of keen people who do carry on for several hours after that as well with the staff.
Now, I've been looking on the website. Obviously, these are happening throughout the year. Do you find that people just keep coming back to events like this?
So, yes, we do. We run these main work parties from September through till March, pretty much every week. We have a little bit of a break for Christmas, and we are seeing people coming back year on year. Some have become more regular volunteers of us as well, it has formed a really nice little community, and we've got to know the volunteers really well.
But equally, I suppose, if someone's turning up for the first time, it means there are experienced people there to look after us and make us feel a bit more welcome.
No, absolutely. That's one of the great things about it. You've got the staff there on hand. There's more experienced volunteers helping other people out as well. And it is a real team effort, and it's a real team experience.
Now, obviously, as I say, there's a work party happening tomorrow at Coat, and there are also work parties going on at Wandlebury over the coming month or so. People might be thinking, well, I've already got plans for tomorrow, but I could make a couple of weeks' time. How do people find out when the next event's coming up?
Certainly the best place is to have a look on our website. So that's cambridgeppf.org. You can have a look through their specific volunteering pages and what's on. And that lists all the things that we've got planned.
Brilliant. So do I need to register if I'm thinking of coming along tomorrow? Do I need to meet you in a certain place? How does it work?
So again, all the details like that are on the website where we meet up. But no, you don't need to register. So you can watch the weather if you like, although it's much more rewarding in the rain. Just turn up at the specified meeting places. So tomorrow at Coton, I believe it's down in the main car park. We'll do a meet and greet there, and then everyone will be led up to the actual work site.
You're after adults, obviously, but I'm also spotting on the website that children aged 12 to 18 can come along if they're accompanied by a guardian. I suspect that'd be something that young people would be particularly into, particularly if they're looking to get into this line of work and maybe build a CV up.
No, absolutely. And we do take younger than that as well. As long as everyone's supervised, it's really important to get young people involved in this, get the kids involved. And you actually find a lot of the kids dragging the parents along to these things as well. So it does work both ways. But yeah, no, absolutely, it's for everyone.
You must have one of the best jobs in the world, looking after such beautiful areas of the city and surrounding areas. Do you realise what a privileged position you're in?
Absolutely. I can't argue that at all. I'm looking out my window now. There's Norfolk Horn sheep running around in beautiful pasture out here. We've got a pond, fantastic habitat. Unbelievable. I'm incredibly lucky, and I'm very proud to be able to share our work as well with the people of Cambridge.
And I suppose that's exactly the sort of environment you could be putting yourself in just by volunteering to come along and help out. Just one more time, if people want to come along either tomorrow at Coton or one of the future work parties at either Coton or Wandlebury or one of the other events, just remind me of that website.
So the website is cambridgeppf.org. Stands for Cambridge Past, Present and Future.
Thank you very much indeed for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Glenn. Take care.